Gabriel, yes, sir.
Welcome to the Sportscast, March 20th, 2019. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. Please subscribe. It will help us out in the rankings. And visit us for the sportscast.net for the latest news on anything on sports, recruiting, to a little bit of soccer. The March Madness 2019 prediction continues this week in the Sportscast. And we got Ty Turner. See his version. Will it be a wild card, a dark horse in this March Madness? Ty, welcome to the Sportscast.
Here's the man.
So, Ty, obviously, you know, March Madness begins tomorrow. And, of course, you do follow basketball. But, you know, before we head into prediction, what are your thoughts about this tournament beforehand?
I mean, everyone's always excited for March Madness. It's kind of a phenomenon it has been through for the last 30, 40 years. So definitely excited and some good teams and some good players. So, yeah, ready to go.
It's the biggest tournament in March, I believe.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, I think the NBA playoffs begins until April. So, anyways, which you will not be watching that,
correct,
apparently. All right.
No, I might a little. I don't know. I'll think about it.
Well, the Lakers are not in it, so maybe you have more say to see it.
That's true. LeBron's not in it. Good.
Okay. Let's begin. You could elaborate on certain games if you want, but make it as brief as possible. So choose wisely.
Do you have my bracket pulled up?
I don't. I'm actually going to start off with a clean slate.
Okay. So you're filling out the bracket for me?
Yes, I am doing it. It's called Ty Turner Cast Sportscast. So this is like the Sportscast version.
No, I have a question. I can't see the bracket filled out for Sportscast. Can you see my bracket that I filled out?
I can pull it up. Let me see if I can pull it up. Let me see here. Let me go home. Sorry, audience. Let's get this. Let me see. My groups.
I don't know if you can.
I think I'm able to see it. I just can't edit it. Okay, Ty Turner bracket. I know Kid One. Yeah. That one. Okay.
Well, so I know Kid One, Ty Turner bracket, whatever. It is.
Okay, let me see. A bracket is viewable on the round season beginning on Thursday. Apparently,
can
I can't see it till Thursday.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I thought that because I was trying to look at other people's brackets and you couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Just fill one out for me.
I will. All right. Let's begin on the East. Duke versus NDS or NCC?
NDS.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm Duke, of course.
VCU versus...
You didn't really think I was serious, did you?
No. I mean, I was playing along, so... VCU versus UCF.
VCU.
VCU takes over. Mississippi State versus Liberty, your alma mater, and my alma mater.
Liberty, of course.
Liberty with the.
And a lot of people are predicting that upset too.
Yes,
so it's actually a pretty common upset pick.
Yeah, it's pretty much people are picking that safely. Like, I mean, this is not like a biased thing. I've been people seeing outside of Liberty saying Liberty could win this game.
Yep.
So,
yep, I'm seeing that a lot. Yep.
Virginia Tech versus SLU. I think that's St. Louis.
Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech. Maryland versus Belmont.
Yeah, Belmont was a good victory over. You don't think I'm going to take Belmont. They were pretty good last night. They were a pretty good team. Maryland's a solid team, but, you know, I'm going to pick Belmont.
LSU versus Yale.
LSU. Yale's not bad, though. Ivy League schools usually have one good team a year.
LSU's the best team in the SEC, right?
LSU's the best team in the SEC?
Yeah.
No.
Where are you
coming up with that?
I mean, I'm asking you.
No, you can't sound like you concluded that. You said you think that LSU's the best.
I think it was Tennessee. Correct? I mean, they were pretty much highlighted.
I think Tennessee and Kentucky are both better.
Oh, you're right. I forgot.
Some would argue that on paper that actually Florida might have a more talented team than LSU.
Whoa. Louisville, Minnesota. The Gophers.
Oh, Minnesota.
Wow. Michigan State versus Bradley.
Oh, Michigan State.
Michigan State it is. Let's go to the South. Virginia versus Gardner-Webb.
Virginia.
Which in football, you played against Gardner-Webb, right?
I did, yep.
That's right. You beat him. Oh, this is one of the biggest games in the first round. Ole Miss versus Oklahoma. Hello? Is Ty Turner? Can I hear Ty Turner? We're predicting. Yes, I'm here.
San Diego, yeah, okay. Can you hear? Hold on. I got things put right here. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you well.
Okay. All right. I got the thing flipped out of my ear. Okay, go ahead. Where are we at?
Ole Miss versus Oklahoma. That's a good game.
I'm going to go Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Wisconsin against the Oregon Ducks.
Oregon. Oregon's playing really well.
I heard Oregon, yeah. I mean, even Krista picked Oregon to go to the Sweet 16.
Yep, so they got hot. They were pretty hot. They won the Pac-12. They actually weren't even going to get in the tournament. They won the Pac-12. They're playing very well. So, yeah.
Kansas State versus UC Irvine.
Kansas State.
Yes. Who'd you have between Kansas State and UC Irvine?
I think Kansas State.
Oh, okay. Villanova versus St. Mary's.
I think Villanova. St. Mary's is playing well, too. And they obviously beat Gonzaga in the West Coast tournament, but I'm thinking that one.
Purdue versus Old Dominion.
Let's go Purdue.
Cincinnati versus Iowa.
Cincinnati's playing pretty good. It's got a little underseeded. Cincinnati.
Tennessee versus Colgate.
Tennessee.
Okay, let's head towards the West. Gonzaga versus Dickinson. Syracuse versus Baylor.
That's a pretty close game. Jim Boeheim tends to really put his team together come in tournament time. I am going. I'm going to go Baylor. I mean, sorry, Syracuse.
It's interesting.
Get the team together in NCAA tournament.
Yeah, like the 8 versus 9 seed has been like so far like the best games to look at. I've noticed. Marquette versus Murray State.
Let's do Murray State because they have Jay Moran, who is probably going to be the second or third pick in the NBA draft.
Florida.
So. I like them.
Murray State, that is an upset. Florida State versus Vermont.
Florida State.
Okay. Buffalo versus ASU or SJU.
I'm going to, is that St. Joseph?
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to go with Arizona State. Bobby Hurley gets his team into the field 64 round. Wow. And then I am going to go with who are they playing against? Sorry,
they're playing against Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo's pretty good. Buffalo.
Okay. Texas Tech.
What are you laughing?
No, because
What's
you flipped. Once I had said Buffalo. Oh, forget it. Sorry. Never mind. ASU is not going to
do
it.
No, I didn't flip. I said ASU over because ASU has to win tonight to even play Buffalo.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
It's not a given that they win.
No.
No, I have ASU winning tonight, and then I have them losing to Buffalo.
Texas Tech versus Northern Kentucky.
Texas Tech.
Nevada versus the Florida Gators.
Oh, Florida.
Michigan Wolverines versus the Montana Grizz.
Michigan,
the Midwest. Let's go to the Midwest. North Carolina versus Iona.
North Carolina.
Utah State versus Washington.
Washington.
Ooh, number 9 beats number 8. These 8-9 seed games are ones to look at. Auburn versus New Mexico State.
Washington was a little underseeded, in my opinion.
You think
so? I don't know why they were a 9. Yeah, they should be like a 6 or 7.
Yeah. That's not Pac-12 bias.
Good. Yeah, they hate the Pac-12 right now. In every sport. It's weird. Go ahead.
Auburn versus New Mexico State.
Auburn.
War Eagle. Kansas versus Northeastern.
Kansas.
Iowa.
Playing well. Pretty good.
Iowa State versus Ohio State.
Good game.
Very good game. Wow.
I'm going to go Iowa State.
Iowa State. Wow. They're the Hawkeyes, well. Right? Yeah.
No. I was the Hawkeyes.
Okay.
Both Iowa teams made it.
Houston versus Georgia State.
Houston. Georgia State, though, tends to upset people in the tournament.
That's a small school.
Hunter's the head coach of them, so tend to pull off upsets. His son was a big star a couple of years ago, and they pull off the one upset.
Wofford versus Seton Hall.
Pretty good game. I'm going to go Seton Hall.
Kentucky versus Abilene Christian.
Kentucky.
I see the Midwest pretty tight. It seems like
it's considered. I think it's considered the best.
Yeah.
I believe it's considered the best region. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, let's get back into the round of 32. Duke versus VCU.
Duke. I don't see much trouble there.
Virginia rivalry. Liberty versus Virginia Tech.
I think Liberty pulls off another upset.
Wow. I think Krista said the same thing.
Of course he did.
Belmont versus LSU.
I just think this LSU team is not as good. I don't know.
They're overrated.
I'll go Belmont.
Belmont. That's an upset. The Gophers versus the Spartans.
Spartans.
Let's do it. Let's go back to the South. Virginia versus Oklahoma.
Virginia.
Oregon versus Kansas State.
I think Oregon's going to pull off another upset. I think they're playing really well right now.
Quack.
I don't even know if it's that much of an upset. I think they had a good enough team. I think they just had some injuries at key positions that maybe not have a good year. I think Oregon really wants to.
Now, do they change their uniforms every game, too?
I don't know. I mean, you don't have so much uniforms. For, I mean, you can only do so much with basketball.
That's true. It's a tank top. You're wearing a tank top. That's it.
Yeah, it's not like football.
Villanova versus Purdue.
You know, I like Sam Riley. He won 2 of the last 3 national titles. I think it seems to have seen a lot more people that and have a little bit of struggle in the middle of the season, but they're playing pretty good right now. I think they'd be
pretty good. Villanova moves forward. Cincinnati versus Tennessee.
Tennessee. Cincinnati is good, though. That's going to be a little bit of a tricky game.
That is. Let's move to the West. Gonzaga versus Syracuse.
You know, nothing. It's a little bit of a difficult matchup to have for your second game against the ninth seed, but I'm going to take Gonzaga, but, you know, they
went well.
Boeheim plays. His team's always ready to play in the NCAA tournament. Several times they have made the Final Four when they're not really a high seed. I think they made it as, like, 11 seed a couple years ago. They beat Gonzaga a couple years ago. I believe it was in Sweet 16. Gonzaga had the game won, like, three years ago. So, a little bit of a tricky game, but I'm going to go Gonzaga.
Murray State versus Florida State.
Murray State could pull off the upset, but I'm going to go Florida State.
Florida State moves forward. Buffalo versus Texas Tech.
I think Buffalo pulls off the upset again.
Wow. That's Krista's team. Florida versus Michigan.
Again, a little bit of a tricky mashup. Florida's playing pretty well.
they're a better offensive team, actually, than Michigan is. Michigan is an offensive problem. They're good defensive team. Oh, obviously, John Beilein is a really good coach. Flight led them to the national championship final. I could see an upset here, but I'm going to go Michigan, but don't be shocked if Florida wins that one. I'm going to go Michigan, though.
You're going to Michigan. That's a safe pick.
Good.
North, now let's go to the Midwest. North Carolina versus Washington.
North Carolina.
Okay. The Pac-12. No more. Auburn versus Kansas.
Auburn obviously won the SEC. They're pretty good. I don't love this Kansas team in comparison to the team. But I think Kansas wins.
Kansas wins. Iowa State versus Houston.
I gotta say.
Wow. Interesting. Seton Hall versus Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Kentucky. All right. Let's get into the Sweet 16. Back to the East. Duke versus Liberty.
Wait, did you ask me North Carolina?
I did. And oh, you picked them to be Washington. Handily.
Yep. Okay.
Let's get back into the Sweet 16. Duke versus Liberty.
Duke. I mean, I love Liberty. I'm all for the ball off all these upsets, but I don't think they beat Duke.
Yeah, they can't beat Duke. They can't.
I mean, they could, but probably not.
Yeah. Belmont versus Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Michigan State. South, Virginia versus Oregon.
Man, I still want to take Oregon, but I think Virginia's better.
Okay, Virginia brings down the Oregon Ducks and mighty Nike. Villanova versus Tennessee.
Well, that's going to be a pretty good game. I'm going to go Villanova.
Villanova.
I mean, they won two of the last three titles. I mean, I think that's a tough out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Villanova.
Into the West, Gonzaga versus Florida State.
Again, a tough matchup for Gonzaga. Florida State knocked them out of the tournament last year. Florida State's awful long. It's just a very long team. Hard to score on because of that. You know, hard to get rebounds on. It was a tough matchup. Gonzaga has kind of a tough bracket. Like, Syracuse and Florida State are kind of a little more difficult matchups than, you know, I personally like. But I think Gonzaga, I think their shooters are able to get it going. Norvell, if he can knock down his shots, and Perkins. I'm going to take Gonzaga, but I think it's a pretty tough game.
Buffalo versus Michigan.
You know, I want to say that Buffalo is on a roll, but I think Michigan beats them.
Okay, Michigan moves forward. Number one versus number two. North Carolina versus Kansas.
Blue line matchup. I truly do think North Carolina's better this year.
Okay. Iowa State versus Kentucky.
Iowa State's on a roll, man. They could pull off this game. I'm going to go Kentucky,
You're making your picks safe. Making safe picks. Okay. We move on to the Elite Eight. Let's go to the East. Duke versus Michigan State.
Michigan State's playing very well. Big Ten champ. Both in the regular season and in the tournament. But I think Duke is just has a little better overall talent. I mean, they have three top 10 picks. The best player in college basketball. I go Duke.
Duke moves forward. Virginia versus Villanova.
Villanova's on a roll. They obviously won their tournament, come into the NCAA, ball three victory. But I think I'm going to go Virginia. I think this is Virginia's year to actually make it to the Final Four.
So Virginia.
They've had an issue with getting upset a lot. But honestly, last year they got upset in the first round. But I think this year they made it to the Final Four.
the Cavaliers make it to the Final Four. Gonzaga versus Michigan.
I think Gonzaga wins this one. I
really?
Still think it's even that close again. Where is it, really?
I'm just kidding.
No, yeah.
Gonzaga's going to the Final Four. That's great.
No, but you're like, really? Like, you're surprised? Do you think Michigan's going to beat Gonzaga?
I think they're capable.
Well, I mean, anyone's capable. I don't think this is a good matchup for Michigan, though. Michigan really can't. Michigan has trouble scoring at times. Gonzaga doesn't have trouble scoring. Well, they did against St. Mary's, but that's one game this year. Other than that, if Gonzaga, a team that has to beat them is someone that is able to score to some extent and also play good defense. Michigan does play good defense, but I don't think they can keep up with them when it comes to, and I don't think they have the scores on their team that Gonzaga does. So I'm going to go Gonzaga. I think they win it pretty handily.
North Carolina, the True Blue versus UK.
Good matchup, obviously, Blue Blood. They played last year. Was it last year or was it 2 years ago? It was 2 years ago, right?
Yeah. I think it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago they played.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great game. I think North Carolina's a little better. They're not their little, the guard, I can't remember his name right offhand. And then they're a good team. They're solid up and down the roster. I'm going to go to North Carolina.
North Carolina wins the Blue Bowl. Let's go to the Final Four. Duke versus Gonzaga.
Okay.
What a matchup.
These are kind of my two favorite teams. I'd probably be pulling personally for Gonzaga, but I think they beat them. Gonzaga beat them during the regular season. It was early. I love what Duke's doing right now. They look great with Zion Williamson. I'm going to go with Duke.
Duke, safe.
It's going to be a good game, though.
It's going to be a great game, if it happens. Virginia versus North Carolina.
During the regular season, Virginia beat them. Actually, Virginia has kind of had North Carolina's number over the last several years. That being said, I think North Carolina just has a little more star power on top, which, again, looks not too little. What's the point guard? What's the guard's name? I can't remember.
For North Carolina?
Yeah.
Let me see. North Carolina Tar Heels point guard. Ty Lawson. No. That's easy. He's been selected.
No. Come on.
Google pulled me the wrong one. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to put up the ESPN, all the rosters. We'll see. Thank God the basketball rosters are starting. We got Leaky Black.
Right,
we got Caleb Ellis, Cameron Johnson, Andrew Platic, Brandon Robinson, KJ Smith, Kobe White, Kenny Williams, and
Kobe White.
185 pounds, 6'5".
Someone doesn't watch very much North Carolina play.
I don't. I have not watched one. Well, I actually watched North Carolina and Duke play.
Versus Duke.
A couple weeks ago.
But anyways, I just think they have a little more star power once again. But Virginia normally doesn't have a bunch of guys that are NBA prospects. They had Malcolm Brogdon a couple years ago. And they, I don't know, whichever one you want. Sorry, when I heard that, to which dress should wear. I think there's a little more star power on North Carolina. And it's, Roy Williams. Great team, great coach, great roster up and down. I go to North Carolina. It's close, though. That's a tough one because Virginia beating North Carolina consistently over the last 2 years. But I'm going to go to North Carolina.
And for the national championship in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Duke versus North Carolina.
Can you get me into there? Do you have connections to get me into the?
We could try to get you a press pass. We'll see if we can.
Can you?
I could try.
Do
I don't
really
know.
Have connections to do that?
I mean, I
do
could.
It.
I could register. We'll see.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Get some interviews.
Nope.
So.
Man, it's good matchup. I'm gonna go Duke.
Duke. Wow.
You literally are going to have, okay, so the predictions for the, like, top 10 picks in the draft, you have half of them in that game. you have Dion Williamson, Cameron Reddish, and R.J. Barrett, Duke, and you have Nasir Little and Colby White here in North Carolina. So you literally have an NBA starting five, almost.
And for the tiebreaker, what would be the final score?
I think I had it online. I think I had it would be like 81-77.
81-77. That's like a
lot. I picked it online. I know my other bracket that picks Duke over North Carolina, too. So I stayed pretty consistent. Yeah, I do.
So Duke wins. According to Tyler Turner, Duke will win it all. I predicted Duke. You told me that was an easy pick. But we'll see. Zion is not.
Who did you pick? Who did you pick Duke over? Who's your final four?
My final four was Duke, North Carolina. I think Gonzaga was in it, and the other team was, I think it was Tennessee that made it all the way to the final four.
Yeah, a lot of people are picking Tennessee.
Yeah, and you know, I got to pick an SEC team sometimes. I had Duke and North Carolina in the championship. In the final four, I had Duke, Gonzaga, Tennessee, and North Carolina.
Oh, so you have Tennessee beating Virginia?
Yeah, I had.
Where do you have Virginia losing?
Let's see. I have to look back. Hold on. Let me pull out my bracket. Let me be official here.
You can't remember that's off the top of your head?
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of things to worry about. Than a bracket. My final was Duke, North Carolina. A final four was Duke, Gonzaga, Virginia, North Carolina. My bad.
You have the exact same as me.
I do. I am pulling this up right now. But I did not have Liberty beating Mississippi State. I did not.
Why?
I don't know. I just think Mississippi State looks pretty high seeded, but I don't know Mississippi State either. But now, after like these few 24 hours, I'm figuring out people are saying that Liberty's legit.
Do you have any lower seed beating higher seed?
Let's see. I'm pulling up here. I got Seton Hall beating Wofford, but that's not too much.
That is the only. Did you literally just pick higher seeds to win every game?
I'm not good at college basketball. I am horrible at this. I never.
Oh my goodness!
If I have a perfect bracket, then I am a millionaire. But I'm not.
Well, I mean, you have to have some upset. So you just went like out, like Seton Hall, I guess.
I think I had like Cincinnati going deep. Let me see. Sure. But Cincinnati is pretty legit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had one.
No, I can't remember the conference. I mean, sorry, the practice. Who would Cincinnati beat?
I should pick St. Mary's over Villanova.
You really want to go get Villanova, who won two of the last three national titles?
I guess.
I know they lost a lot of people, and they really did struggle early on. They started coming on later this year, and this is a guy that's won two of the last three national titles, so I think he knows how to win an NCAA tournament. I don't know. And I don't like St. Mary's. Obviously, they're Gonzaga's rival. But that being said, and it's a good thing they beat Gonzaga, obviously, in tournament. I still don't think they're. I don't know. You can pick whoever you want, but I don't think they beat Villanova.
I should do another one before tonight. We'll see. Anyways,
it's
anything
like,
else?
If you're going to go. Okay, I'll give you a hint. If you're going to go with the upset. You go with, like, you just, like, look at unifying the matchup. The safest ones to do is, like, Murray State versus Marquette. Jay Moran is one of the best players in the tournament. And I think Marquette's best player is actually, I believe he's injured. So that's kind of a good one to go for.
Okay.
Mississippi State, I just think it's a good Liberty has a good team. I think that's basically, I think they have a good enough team. Like inside shooters, guys inside that can rebound and make plays. Shooters on the outside that shoot well and make plays. And I just think that's what's kind of going on. Reason why Oregon is kind of the hot pick is because Oregon is super hot. And Oregon was predicted to be in the top 25 at the beginning of the year. They were like
number 16. They had Bol Bol, who was one of the best players, and he got injured, and they also had Anthony Wooten, who was a four, but he was injured, and it caused them to lose a lot of games in the middle of the year. But they're rolling. They've won like 7-8 in a row, won the Pac-12 title. So that's kind of a good upset pick there, phase one. And, Seton Hall, I think Seton Hall is actually considered the better team. They're just seeded lower. So, yeah, those are the same upset picks.
Well, March Madness begins tomorrow, March 21st through the 22nd this weekend. And then the round of 32 will be on March 23rd to the 24th. So the tournament is this weekend. All the experts will see what bracket. No one has ever filled out a bracket perfectly in history. People like Pat Robertson actually has filled it out as close as possible.
Really?
Yeah.
Pat Robertson from the 700 Club?
Yeah. He was off by one or two teams or something like that. I don't remember.
Is he a big basketball fan?
What was that?
Is he a big basketball fan?
I don't – good question. I don't know. I'm sure he is if he fills it out. I guess he sees something.
Yeah. You have to be all lucky.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens this weekend. Really excited what's going to happen with Oregon, Marquette, Belmont, you know, teams like those that, you know, that could shake up the bracket.
Yeah, there's some good matchups that teams in there, like 5-12, 6-11, 7-10, at the lower seed, definitely could pull off the victory. I agree.
Yeah. You have to pick a dark horse. It happens every year.
There is kind of a lot of, I mentioned this on the sports chat, there's kind of a drastic difference between, like, this year, like, the top 10 or top 8 are considerably better than everyone else.
Well,
like, I think it's going to take a lot to upset Duke. I think it's going to take a lot to upset Gonzaga. I think it's going to take a lot to upset North Carolina and Kentucky. I think if you're going to be one of the top teams to get upset, I think it's probably Michigan because they struggle shooting sometimes, and Tennessee because they're a little bit inconsistent at times. But other than that, I don't really see the top teams really losing because I think they're pretty good teams overall. So.
Well, anyways, March Madness begins tomorrow. Follow us on thesportscast.net. Follow us on Twitter at thesportscast1 to see the latest updates. We'll have Krista and Riley tweeting all the latest scores, latest news in college basketball this weekend. We're focused on college basketball.
Who did Riley pick to win?
I don't know. We haven't got to him yet on the sportscast, and I've not seen his bracket. But I'm assuming him and his probably Duke like anyone else.
I know we're all going Duke. I want someone to go other than Duke.
This is the greatest team since JJ Redick.
You think it's the best Duke team? Well, they've won two national titles since that game.
Yeah. Well.
Wait, JJ Redick's team didn't win the national title. JJ Redick's team didn't even go to the Final Four.
Wow. There goes my podcast in history. He was the most talked about Duke player, you know, when he played.
Yeah, his team overall, I don't think, that was not one of the best Duke teams. I forget when they lost. They did not make the Final Four.
He's white chocolate.
No, they won it. Remember, they won the national title a couple years ago with Reggie Hill, Okafor, Tyus Jones, Winston, number 13. Kentucky was considered the favorite. Kentucky was undefeated, and they lost to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You remember that, dude?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so that's actually – that was a good Duke team. And they won it the one year with Kyle Stingler and John Shire. They've won it a couple times.
One team we're not going to see this year is UConn.
They have not been there for a few years.
Yeah.
UConn, after winning, what was it, four national titles in like 12 years? I don't know. It seems like every third year they've won a national title, whether they're Jim Calhoun or Kevin Ollie. Yeah, they're not. I don't know when they've maybe been to the – since they last won it, when they beat Kentucky, I don't know if they've even been back to the NCAA tournament. Did Kevin Ollie get fired?
That's a good question.
I believe Kevin. Hold on. Matt, let's make sure. I believe he got fired.
He's a former coach. He's a former coach. Yeah, he's no longer with UConn.
Yeah, so
I don't think UConn has been back to the tournament.
They won that in 2014. I remember that. With New Jersey.
He's been hit with ethics charges.
Yep. Ow. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But I think in the 5 years since then, they might not have gone to the issue.
Anyways.
UConn's sort of a mental program.
Yeah, March Madness begins this weekend. Let's move on to the NFL. The Giants, breaking news, are meeting privately with Dwayne Haskins at Ohio State Pro Day.
Okay.
Clay Matthews. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I just, like, we've been talking about the sports cast a little bit. I just don't know what direction these teams are going to go when it comes to the quarterback. I just have a feeling a lot of teams seem to be just not really interested in the quarterback in this class. You obviously called the Dolphins. I'm kind of seem to head in a different direction, possibly. You wonder about the Redskins, who's another team that's considered. The Broncos are a team that's also interested in the quarterback, and then you got the Giants. But you're just wondering, like, I mean, Oakland's another team that's a possibility, but you're just seeing some teams signing guys. It seems as if, like the Dolphins, probably more than likely they're not going to be drafting the quarterback in the first, second, maybe third round this year. So they're kind of waiting on next year's draft, where it's a much stronger crop of top end quarterbacks.
They're going to lose out with Fitzpatrick.
Yep. I mean, you know, honestly, if you don't love a quarterback, why draft him super high? Because you kind of feel indebted to that guy for a few years. If you don't love someone, just wait a year. Maybe just play it out.
Clay Matthews is joining the Rams. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah. I think from a Green Bay perspective, I think it's like just clearing up the roster. We also got rid of the Rams top. He went to the Cowboys. So yes. I think we're just starting new. I think you're going to see us draft a guy or two at the edge position. We obviously signed two guys recently for an edge position. And we also are probably going to draft a guy or two early round with the wide receiver position. And so getting rid of, like, Cobb and Matthews, who, and they've done good things. They have a good year last couple of years. Battled some injuries, both of them. I like the move. I'm a Green Bay perspective.
Yeah. Clay Matthews signed for the Rams for a 2-year deal. And obviously, Randall Cobb is joining the Dallas Cowboys. They got five good wide receivers. You got Gallup, you got Amari Cooper, you got Cobb, you got Beasley, and I forgot the other guy, but it's they got a good wide receiver set for the Dallas Cowboys, so definitely a huge...
Cobb's injury problem. I don't think that's the thing.
Yeah, that's what you were saying yesterday.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think they're bigger.
So Dallas is definitely... going to be all set with that, even with Cobb or not. And we'll see what happens. Pro days are in like the next few days, of course. AJ McCarron has signed with the Texans. Is that a good pickup by the Texans?
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, Deshaun Watson's quarterback.
Yeah, so which he's...
He's just a backup. I mean,
yeah, AJ McCarron is pretty much a solid backup, you know, obviously for the for any team in the NFL. Perfect is joining the Raiders. Are the Raiders building up here?
I think they need to address. Derek Carr has not done a whole lot the last couple of years. I think they need to address the quarterback position. Obviously, they got a good wide receiver. You have to wonder if. They're going to be drafting a quarterback either this year or next year.
Yeah.
So I guess when are they going to do it? Do they like someone enough this year to draft him? I think there's some rumors that kind of like Drew Lock, but I don't know. What really is going to interest me in this draft is who drafts quarterbacks in the first round.
The Arizona
Cardinals. I think the Dolphins have already shown they're not going to draft quarterback.
Yeah, they can't. They kind of straight up.
I'm not so sure about. Okay, so yeah, the Dolphins are. I don't think are.
No.
The Giants might.
How about the Cardinals?
The Raiders might. Yeah, they're going to have to
Where's Bosa going?
On paper. You have my top.
That's right.
Top 10. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you forgot about it already. He's going through two.
Okay.
But that's never changing. Not always going to change. It's just like, I'm more interested in who's going to be the guy. Who's going to be a team to draft quarterback? There's a lot of guys that possibly need quarterbacks, but I don't see anyone loving quarterbacks. I don't think Daniel Jones goes in the first round. Drew Locke or Dwayne Haskins falls out of the first round. Do not call me shocked. Do not call me shocked. I would not be surprised if there's only I would not be ridiculously surprised if it was only Kyler Murray drafted in the first round. I wouldn't. I think another guy gets drafted or maybe two. But I just don't think the teams are in love with this quarterback class. So
yeah,
next year you got three, maybe four, maybe five guys that could go in the top 10.
I heard six.
At the quarterback position. Who's six guys?
I don't know. I heard six.
Did you really hear six?
I heard six. I heard someone say, if we're just floating around six, but maybe it's actually five, according to Tyler.
Well, what names are you hearing? I mean,
well, obviously, Herbert, Tua.
Yep, obviously.
And I don't know the other guys. The three other guys.
Well, you know, Jake Fromm from Georgia.
That's right.
Possibly Jacob Eason from Washington. Possibly AJ Costello from Stanford. Who else?
How about the kid from Auburn?
For next year?
Yeah.
Who are you talking about? Auburn's going to more likely be playing a freshman quarterback.
Oh, okay.
Next year.
No, my.
Are you talking about Jared Stidham, who's in this draft?
Yeah, my bad. He's in this draft. Okay, wrong one.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm trying to think of another. Well, Shea Patterson. I don't think Shea Patterson's the first round guy. I don't think there's any way he's the first-round guy. I've seen him play at Ole Miss, and I've seen him play at Michigan. That's not a first-round guy. He's just not. Who would be a sixth quarterback? Now you have me interested.
Well, we'll find out we'll find out by next show.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Well, no, I'm trying to figure it out while I'm on the line with you. Because I don't see anyone. I'm trying to think of the Big Ten teams. Trying to think of, well, the quarterback for Nate Stanley came back for Iowa. He was possibly projected in the early rounds. Didn't quite have the year he should have. Could he move in the first round? Possibly. Trying to think, Pac-12, the league, Ethan and Herbert, FCC, you got Strong, you got Tua,
Jacob Joy Eason, and Shea Patterson.
Well, I already mentioned Ethan. So
okay.
With Shea Patterson?
Yeah.
Shea Patterson is a top 10 pick. Don't agree with that.
Okay. Well, that's...
Someone is saying Shea Patterson is a top 10 pick? He's a what? I mean, he could have an amazing... I think there's just a lot that I mean, he's a good quarterback. He was obviously a highly regarded five-star quarterback. He's a rated as one of the top 10 prospects in the nation coming out of high school. But, you know, he's a guy that he has dual threat ability. He can throw, but he's not really good. He's not great in the pocket. He's better when he gets outside the pocket. He has good arm strength, but he's not someone that has a next level arm. I don't necessarily think he's a good athlete. He's also kind of slight with his slight ability. He's a little smaller than you. I don't see it. I think it's a middle round guy.
Well, there you have it.
Jacob Eason was the highest rated quarterback coming out of high school, went to Georgia, started as a true freshman, and then got injured in his first game as a sophomore. Jake Fromm came in as a true freshman, played extremely well. They gave the job to Fromm. Eason then transferred out to Washington. Had to sit out a year because the NCAA were doing things right back then, unlike this year when they get Justin Fields and Tate Martell immediate eligibility. I don't know if that's what's happening with that. But anyway, So he had to sit out a year last year for Washington, and he'll play. But he's a big guy. He's a 6'4", 6'5" guy, big time arm. And he has an arm that can play at the next level. Obviously, he hasn't really played in 2 years, so we'll see if the results match his talent. But he has the talent to be a first round guy, as does I think it's just Costello has the talent. He's a big, strong arm guy, can really make plays inside the pocket, which you have to be able to do in the NFL. I like Costello in the first round. I like Easton in the first round, possibly if they can live up to their ability. And then you got Fromm and Tua and Herbert. Those are like top five guys. So, I mean, next year's draft, you got five first round guys. Next year's draft rivals last year's draft. I mean, there's a great quarterback class. So I can see why people are not going to maybe take a chance on Dwayne Haskins. Maybe not take a chance on Drew Lock. Because, like, Drew Lock and Dwayne Haskins aren't as good as probably the top five quarterbacks next year. So just wait another year. Take it. Fitzpatrick or the Jaguars took Nick Foles. So that's another team. The Jaguars and the Dolphins obviously showing that they're waiting for next year's draft to draft a little better.
Well, there you have it. NFL free agency, NFL draft coming up. Our predictions will be in a few weeks. So we definitely keep in tune on the sportscast.net. Any news on the college front, college football front?
Well, spring ball starting. The Josh Young ball, mostly. They've already done five practices. He's setting up for next season. As long as there's not any big losses or there's not any big transfers, you're going to probably see, when they do that way too early, top 25, and then they do usually another one after signing day, you don't see a lot of change. I would expect the teams that are predicted in the top 25 to be kind of the consensus top 25 from the start of fall camp. I think it's pretty set in stone. And I like Oregon, the new defensive coordinator, and they have all that talent coming in to go along with the players that they have coming back. I like where the direction they're going. I like optimism coming season, and hopefully we can win the Pac-12, and hopefully we can make the college football playoff. That would be the perfect scenario. And I think we're there. I think we're.
Yeah, which a lot of the people are. I mean, a lot of sports. Fans are saying that Oregon will win the Pac-12 next year, so definitely looking good for Oregon.
Yeah, we're the favorite out there, sure.
Yeah, Andy Anvilos, according to OregonLive.com, is installing a four-man front to Oregon defense before spring break. And installing his defense at Oregon, Andy Anvilos started with the hard part, the new language and four-down front. Anvilos runs a base 3-4, same as the Ducks ran under Jim Leavitt, but his scheme employs multiple fronts. And during Oregon's first five spring practices, the focus was on the four-man front and nickel packages. The three-down defensive line front will be installed after the team returns from its two-week hiatus for finals and spring break.
Yep.
You're liking what Andy Anvilos is doing.
Yep, the defense. I'm hearing a lot of good things from the defense. And then the offense is obviously where we're bringing back a lot of people. I think one thing to watch out for Oregon – on the offensive side is the fact that, the wide receivers outside of Dylan Mitchell were not very productive. So people are really like, how are the wide receivers playing? There's been some good reports and there's been some mixed reports. So that's almost the thing you want to, I think the defense is going to take care of itself. I think between the talent they have brought in, and some of the really terrific players they've brought back, and the fact that Andy Anvilos is just considered a really good defensive coordinator, a guy that can really bring pressure packages. I like the direction of the defense. I think actually more of the question is how good is this offense going to be next year? And I think that is something almost to watch more so than even the defense. Like, how are they going to be better, more productive than they were last year? And I think that kind of boils down to, are receivers able to get open? Are they able to make catches? And are they able to make plays? That's going to be key.
Oregon Ducks football, follow us on the sportscast.net. Tyler definitely covers the Pac-12 and especially the Oregon Ducks. And we'll definitely keep you. Spring football, it's really, very, very preliminary. So we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks and couple of months. our focus is now towards college basketball, NFL, draft. So a lot of things going on in the world of football and basketball. Tyler, anything else before we close out the show?
Nope, you got it covered.
How can people reach you online to talk to you about sports and Oregon Ducks in general?
At TurnerCast.
TurnerCast. Follow him there. Follow us at the SportsCast 1 for all the latest news. And you can see some Alabama softball news, right?
Yeah. Tell him to roll. No one cares about Alabama softball. Sorry.
I am very curious about it, actually. I'm probably checking out the rosters.
I do not care about feeling.
And did you hear about this guy named Derek Gore, this running back out of Louisiana?
No, what happened?
He ran a 4.5 in the 40 and did 23 reps on the bench press. This is the most liked tweet we've ever had on our Twitter feed.
What?
Yeah. I can't believe it. We're getting a lot of buzz over it.
Yeah.
102 retweets and 204 likes. That's a record for us.
What? Who is he? What's good about? What's the story about him?
Well, looks like he did well during like the 40, and I think he might be. I don't want to say a first rounder, but he'll be a good pick. And he's a running back. Used to play for Alabama. And he played this past year for a team in Louisiana called the Warhawks. So,
and his name is
Derek Gore. I don't think he's related to Frank Gore, but
interesting.
Yeah. So we'll keep that in eye. That was tweeted by Justin Riley. He's our SEC insider, or the South football,
Shock.
Southern football insider. So
shocked. Absolutely astonished that Riley knew him.
Well, another day. Check out the latest on thesportscast.net. Tyler, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
All right. Thanks, man.